There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, UK is on the way, or I'm on the way to the UK this week, and I'm going to be with my good friend, Dr. Rob Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe and UK, and Melanie Aldrich and more, Dr. Jonathan Wright, who we just featured this past Sunday's program. And Dr. Rob Verkirk, this is coming up. It is beyond exciting to me what is happening here.
Robert, it's going to be amazing to have you over and to have all these international speakers as part of a think tank to really try and work out what we would need to do to actually provide some kind of a solution for the next generation. We have a frightening situation with mainstream healthcare running 100 miles an hour into a brick wall with a chronic disease spiral with aging populations. And by pulling these experts together and really putting them in one place to brainstorm a solution that can be formed into a white paper, into a documentary, we're going to have a whole lot of media that can be used so that we can all go out there and continue the shift that the public is really now crying out for.
Well, the more we discuss this, the more I see the similarity. Even though every country has its own unique delivery system, perhaps maybe a little bit more bent certain ones towards socialist type medicines versus free markets, which don't really exist in many places unless you're in the bush in Africa where nobody can reach you, then you've got a free market for medicine. Other than that, though, if they find out you're there, the pharmaceutical tentacles will reach you and say, not in this country. So it's an interesting dilemma. There are people around the world yearning for freedom. Your sister organization in the United States has been at the forefront of raising awareness about governmental attempts to limit the freedom of the people to choose the methods for healing. We've been covering a lot in the last couple of years about medical kidnappings here in the United States, and I'm just learning now that there is a big issue similar to this in the UK as a child diagnosed with a form of brain cancer, I think you said medulloblastoma, had to leave the country to get treatment that the parents wanted to get, but then the parents were made criminals. Is this the case?
Well, exactly. This is the Asher King story that follows a couple of years on from the Neon Roberts story. And in both cases, the kids had medulloblastomas. In this current case, we've just had the news that's all over the newspapers today that little Asher is now clear of cancer. And we've got to remember, it's just a few weeks or a few months ago that his parents were told they don't hold much hope. And he was going to be subjected to the typical pattern of chemo followed by whole brain radiotherapy. And the parents were very much made aware that their child would probably suffer long-term brain damage as a result of that, may not be able to live an independent life. There's certainly clear evidence in the literature showing that is the case. And, of course, conventional oncologists are often not absolutely as clear as they might be differentiating between the issue of treating cancer and the cancer effectively disappearing and having no recurrence of cancer vis-a-vis the quality of life that may result from the treatments. And the parents in this case did turn to the internet, as many people are doing, and I think we're all very aware that the internet has a lot of good stuff, but also some bad stuff. And they were emphatic about the idea of receiving targeted proton beam therapy. And in doing this, and along their journey to effectively steal their child, kidnap their child out of the National Health Service system, they were criminalized in Spain. They were jailed. They eventually got to Prague, where they were subjected to proton beam therapy, all the while the conventional oncology system was saying they were doing a horrendous disservice to their child. And now the news comes through that the child is free of cancer.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, the stunning thing here is not that the child is free of cancer, which is always wonderful news, but the claims of the traditional oncologist in the UK that now suddenly are they backtracking on the diagnosis, or are they doubting that the child is really free of cancer? I mean, what is this? What are the claims being made?
Well, of course, they are still claiming that they were in the right and the parents were in the wrong. This is always an extraordinary thing I find. And of course, there is no trial. There is no trial in which there is a control for which you can compare. So it is impossible to say that the child, had he been subjected to whole brain radiotherapy, wouldn't also have made a recovery. What we can say, though, is that the child is now free, and whatever journey the parents took their child on was probably going to have an outcome that was at least as good as the outcome that would have occurred had he remained here. And of course, it's really the long-term outcome that none of us are going to be much the wiser about until months and years have elapsed.
Dr. Verker, why criminalize these parents? Again, this is something we see here in the United States. Parents sometimes have to leave our shores, supposedly the land of liberty. And I know a lot of folks are listening through UK Health Radio, and you've heard stories, if you're a fan of the show, that we talk about. We're very willing to look at the things that are not good about what's happened in America and an abandonment of liberty, particularly when it comes to the freedom of parents to make decisions to determine the fate of their children if it's, you know, outside of what the government approves of. And I know in certain countries that's kind of a strange thing to consider, but it was at least at one point an American ideal that parents had the authority, not the government, to rule over these decisions.
Of course, the situation is particularly pronounced when we look at children, because the state believes it has rights over children. But of course, we also see some fairly horrendous situations developing for adults. The reality is, in most countries, you have a situation where patient-centered care is advertised as being central to the way in which healthcare is delivered. But in reality, the state, the healthcare system itself, exerts such huge control, believing it to be in a superior position to decide the fate of patients than the individual themselves. And with that kind of culture, it's very, very difficult to develop a situation where the individual, the community, feels engaged in healthcare. And this is one of the big things we're going to be discussing this weekend, is we know that nutrition and lifestyle, everyone has agreed that nutrition and lifestyle are absolutely at the heart of the entire chronic disease spiral. And cases like this don't help facilitate further engagement of the community, because it's all about just handing the responsibility to someone in a white coat.
Sure. Well, when you criminalize parents who are trying to do best by their children due to an authoritarian overlord type structure, particularly one that has been, I believe, corrupted by a lot of moneyed interests that could lobby certain privileges or monopoly aspects of healthcare delivery. We have that in the United States. I believe there's some influence there in the UK and in other areas around the world, even reaching into Africa through the international organizations, as we have been privy to information of delivery of holistic healthcare options in places like that. And it seems like there's nowhere they don't reach to try and prevent natural options outside of that which is approved by so-called these government mandates or regulators.
Correct. And of course, it's not just the patient that suffers. It is also many people engaged in actually healthcare delivery as healthcare professionals. These people equally live with a truncheon over their head, with the fear of being prosecuted or criminalized for stepping outside the circle prescribed by mainstream medicine. So, you know, there are many, many healthcare professionals who only wanted to deliver the best services available, and many of them now feel that the inflexible structures offered by this healthcare system that's been built around pharmaceuticals no longer gives the best possible options for patients.
Fascinating. Fascinating what's happening. And again, the similarities around the world, which is why we're coming together from all over the world this weekend. And if you haven't made your plans, the 28th, which is a Saturday coming up of March, Healthcare Crisis Think Tank event put together by the Alliance for Natural Health Europe and UK and other organizations coming together. Our friends with UK Health Radio also helping to put this out around the world and right here in the United States with naturalnewsradio.com and, of course, our syndicator GCN in America as well. Now, are there spaces available last minute for people to attend this event?
There are still places. There is some flexibility that the London Hilton Metropole has offered in terms of opening up more space. So, yes, apparently the room can be enlarged to take more people should they still wish to come. So, yes, bookings are open. You go to newhealth2.org, and bookings can be made online.
And it's NUHEALTH.org. We have it linked up in the show notes. Correct.
You missed the two, Robert. New Health 2.
Thank you. The number 2. Yes.
NUHELTH 2.
Yeah, we've got it linked up again. Uh-oh. If you go right to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we're blasting it out through the social networks, Facebook, and also Twitter. So check it out there. Also, Jonathan Wright and I will be presenting. I'm just going to be a little guest dropping in a little bit for some training of the doctors that are coming on the Sunday event. That's the 29th. Are there spaces available for any of our physician friends who would like to attend the master class with Dr. Jonathan Wright?
We are nearly full on the Sunday event as well, but apparently they can also make some additional space. So the great news is that both events are near full, but for those who still want to come, there will be spaces. So again, that I think you've got links also to people can book onto that. But that is a practitioner only, a physician only event on the Sunday.
Yes, and if you aren't sure, give a listen to the Sunday archive now broadcast available. We have that linked up as well. And you'll hear Dr. Jonathan Wright talk about the many topics that we are going to discuss. He is going to present, including a little bit on the silver therapeutics, which is really exciting for me. I've been invested in that for many years of training and learning and teaching. So grateful for the opportunity to come together with you all in Europe. So we're going to take a quick break here. Dr. Rob Verkirk around for another segment. And we're going to be together in London this weekend. I hope to see you all there. And we'll tell you how, even if you can't make it, you may be able to tap into the information that we're going to share. We'll be right back. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up. Dr. Rob Verkirk's with us, another segment. We're talking about this upcoming event, but I know many people listen to this, maybe sometimes downloaded weeks, even months after. And for those of you who were not able to attend or are not able to attend in London this weekend, Dr. Verkirk, what kind of ways can they tap into this information that will eventually be made available to the world at large?
Well, there's going to be lots of ways. It will all be available through our European website site. That's anh-europe.org. So if you sign up there free of charge, you'll get weekly updates sent to you by email. You can also go onto the website anytime, and you'll see continuing information. We'll also have information available via the newhealth2.org website as well. You know, the fascinating thing about an event like this, if you just run an event which essentially is taking the communication to the mainstream, we've talked before about one of the major issues is that there is this huge brick wall that divides what's happening in so-called integrative medicine with what's happening in mainstream medicine, with very little cross-flow and communication between the two. Here we're taking the conversation to the mainstream, and we're doing this a number of ways. One of them is top down by policy driven measures, so we can have things like white papers made available. These white papers will be available for people to download and take to their parliamentary representatives, their MPs in the UK, but also the information will apply internationally, so people can take it to their congressman in the US, they can take it to their member of the European Parliament in Europe, or to their national elected representatives. We have to bring the conversation, and allowing us to use what is left of the democratic system to influence policy, to use advocacy to do this is a key part of the process.
Dr. Verkirk, how much of this is being driven by economics? I mean, the desperate straits of the budgets, for instance, being busted by inefficient, bloated bureaucracies and systems that do not really bring real recovery or healing, but just simply manage and profit for the drug industry.
Well, I think that's the interesting dichotomy that we're just reaching. There is now the beginning of a political will amongst those that are looking at the overall economics of healthcare and this recognition that actually if we sail on the existing course, there is going to be a crisis of unimaginable proportions. This crisis is going to get worse by the fact that there are a whole bunch of kids out there today who are eating foods that the current generation that is currently the baby boomer generation that, Robert, dare I say, you and I might be a
I'm on the edge. Don't age me. But I probably have more gray than you.
Yeah, exactly. the fact is that we were all eating more whole foods than many of the kids today that are, as we've seen the increased globalization of the food supply, there are problems that the science would suggest are only going to get more and more serious. And if we don't fundamentally address issues and not just pay lip service to prevention, but actually fundamentally change the way in which we deliver healthcare, we're going to have a crisis that is massively impacting both at an economic level as well as a social level.
And well, I think that's an important point here to make, that even if somebody has training that looks at some of our integrative thoughts as not being validated by the science, even though we would acknowledge that it is in many ways, but there are things that are certainly needing to be more looked into. The reality is when you're on an unsustainable course economically, you are forced to confront your views, your limitations, and your fears and say, listen, we can't do the same thing and expect a different result. And I think that's a lot of where we are today.
Yeah, I think Einstein made that comment some years back. But, of course, there is, in the UK, there is one of the most important think tanks that feeds information into how the National Health Service should run itself, bearing in mind it is the fifth largest employer in the world, is the King's Fund. And the King's Fund has been making clear over the last 12 months or so that it could be as little as 2 or 3 years before the National Health Service is bust if it maintains the present course.
All right. Well, this is just so timely, Dr. Rob Verkirk, that we're getting together for this international think tank, Healthcare Crisis Think Tank. UK Health Radio, thank you to help us get the word out there. Dr. Rob Verkirk, the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, ANH-Europe.org. All of the links are up to the events. I hope you can make it. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, we'll be reporting on this as things progress well beyond the event. Dr. Verkirk, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Robert. All the best. So look forward to seeing you on the weekend.
Oh, you got it. When we come back, more botanical healing. A hometown healer joins me, another radio guy. How has he got well with botanical medicine? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back at it. Back to the hometown healer segments that I like to do from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this guy, interesting, talking with him off the air, he's got a better radio voice than I have, and I don't mind that at all. I like it. He was back in radio before Art Bell, of all places and things, and you know that history. So he's got a real lineage. I think we could just chat on radio for a while. But his name, Robert DiAguerro. And he's with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, welcome.
It's always great to talk to somebody. Besides, you got to be great. You got a very good first name, so.
Yeah, exactly. We share first names, which is cool. And I love hometown healers and healing stories. Now, you had a health challenge some time ago. You were describing it as even to the point of losing consciousness. How did you figure out what was going on with you?
Well, I did a lot of research on the internet because the other thing I do is that I also build and repair computers and networks. So I'm on the internet a lot, just doing research. So I went through trying to figure out what I had because I had seen my doctor, which is he's very good. He's a DO and he believes in natural stuff also.
Okay.
But I couldn't figure it out. So I finally kind of had an idea what I thought it was. So then, because he even had me go down and take some tests and things. So I said, well, you know what? He couldn't truly figure out what it was. So I said, well, I'd heard about carnivore, and I said, you know what? What the heck? I am going to try it.
So being in radio, of course, that's what a lot of people discover, Richard Ostro and carnivore. But if you were passing out, I mean, did you have any assessments to test of blood sugar levels? Because hypoglycemia could result in this kind of symptom picture.
Right. Yeah, I had a few, but they really couldn't come up with anything dead on, and it had been a while since I'd had a blood test on that. So, and they weren't looking for anything, you know, exactly to that. So.
Okay. And you're not a doctor. You don't play one on radio, but you do your own homework. You investigate. Oh my gosh, he read something on the internet. I'm not freaking out because we know there's a lot of good information. But how do you discern it? And at some point, you go, all right, I'm going to try this stuff. Like you said, a lot of people heard of carnivore. They've read about it in Ty Bollinger's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, as well. And he's been on a show with a voice like yours. What was the other? He was on Coast to Coast as well. And now he's doing Caravan to Midnight, J.B. Wells.
Oh, yes, I've heard him quite a bit now.
So, yeah, you've got a similar voice, that depth of the character of the voice. So, all right, so you're not sure what it is. You suspect it might be hypoglycemia. You say, okay, let me try this carnivore stuff I've been hearing about. Now, how did you take it? Did you take the liquid, the capsules? What did you do?
Oh, the capsules.
Okay.
And I started off taking one three times a day for the 6 days, and then I went to the two, then I went to the three, then I went to the four, and then I went on the maintenance-type program, which is one three times a day. But I'd say within the first week, week and a half, I noticed an amazing difference. No more of those queasy feelings of the anticipation of knowing that I was going to go into something like that. They were gone, absolutely gone. I'm just totally, my mind is blown on this stuff.
Well, would your wife corroborate your story? Usually that she would say, oh, honey, you're exaggerating,
oh, yeah.
Or no, you actually did recover that fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, she corroborated. She was there one time when I was doing a gig and I lost consciousness for a second.
Oh my!
So that just freaked her out. So
yeah, I'm sure you got to do something, honey. So you're taking the carnivore week to week and a half. You're getting some results there. Obviously, your body is the testing ground ultimately. And I would say if you see something, you feel it, you know it, and if you're not having the symptoms anymore, that's pretty significant. Are you, let's say, a consumer of other dietary supplements? I mean, you're not totally new to taking herbs, right?
Oh, no. In fact, I've been on a health kick for years and years and years. I've been a bodybuilder most of my life also. So
okay.
I still hit the gym three times a week, but I like all the natural stuff. I take like vitamin D3, I take antacidin, turmeric, curcumin, CoQ10, things like that. So
okay. Now, in terms of radio, you told me off the air that you had a show with a friend for many years, and that his health had taken a serious downturn. He gained so much weight, couldn't even get out of bed. There was something seriously wrong with your friend.
Yeah, the fact is that we had just finished doing the show in November. We'd done it for over, 4 years. And we had to actually put the show on hold because he was so sick. So anyway, we got to the point where I was actually bugging him about taking this stuff because his doctors told him not to take anything. But they couldn't figure out what was going on with him and stuff. He'd been to Stanford. He'd been to all of these places. So they couldn't figure out what was going on. So then I finally told him, he called me up on a Sunday and he said, Robert, he says, I don't think I'm going to make it to the end of the week. I mean, and this guy's been my friend for a long time. Mm-hmm. But you're going to take these things if I got to force them down your throat. So he took them Now, this within about 3.5 weeks later, he was in front of one of our wedding association meetings. He did a 20-minute dissertation on his feet, moving around. It was just absolutely incredible.
Now, did
starting to look and talk like his own self.
By the way, we're talking with Robert Diaguero. He's a radio host personality out west, out of Redding, California. He's been in the industry since the early 1980s, in fact, and we're talking about his hometown healer experiences, not only his, but now how he's helping his friends. Once you find something that works, you tend to talk about it, but sometimes your friends will be annoyed with you and say, no, I don't want to. But it sounds like your buddy finally hit the point of, listen, I'm at the point of no return. All right, I'll try this carnivora stuff. Now, was there any kind of functional test that he told you as far as what the doctors assessed, even if they didn't give him a diagnosis, any functional issues?
There's one thing he finally admitted to me, and I hadn't realized, but right before I started giving these things, his, you know, kidney functions were down to 47% and going lower, which is critical if anybody knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
After this 3.5 weeks, they were up to 74%.
That's quite a reversal in a short period of time with renal function. I'm very impressed by that. But again, this venous flytrap extract is doing extraordinary things. I shouldn't be surprised anymore with the stories that I've been hearing for many years now. So your friend is up and about. He's still doing well?
Oh, yeah, he's doing great.
Now, are you becoming like, you're going to be the next Dr. Robert. You're going to have to do a health show at this point.
Or some, or I'm going to be like Johnny Appleseed or something, you know what I mean? If anybody remembers that.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm the kind of person that if I have something that I really, really like, and I'm so excited about this stuff, I will tell you. In fact, I even loan bottles out to people just to have them try, you know? I mean, because I'm so concerned with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a bad guy. If I don't like you, I won't even tell you about it. You know.
But again, like you said, your buddies, you know how it is with your friends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you obviously want to respect them and their position, but if you're close enough to them, you can beat them up about stuff. It's like, you know, come on. It's ridiculous now.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're kind of iffy about it. Of course, everybody's, you know, everybody in the world, if you listen to radio and TV, they've always got that magic bullet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you watch TV and those magic bullets, and what really amazes me, you watch these commercials on TV, they tell you about, in a 1 minute commercial, give you about 10 seconds of what good it'll do for you, and they give you the rest of the, you know, 50 seconds of gonna hurt you and kill you, you know? So, but this, absolutely no side effects at all.
Right. Sometimes people will get annoyed with me when I do these kind of because for me, it's inspirational when I hear somebody that gets well. And it just happens to be that carnivora is involved in a lot of these. So for me, I don't mind at all. But it's when you hear these things, just like you said, Robert, you hear them, you're like, is that real or is that too good to be true? But I've talked to enough folks now and I've utilized it as well and my wife as well. That I don't have any doubts per se, like someone that might be hearing this for the first time. So I love gathering these stories and talking to folks about it because for me, that becomes a living inspiration for others to say, you know, I thought there was no hope for me. Somebody did get well that was worse off than I was. Maybe I should try it.
Exactly. And like I told you when we were talking earlier, I got my lovely mother-in-law, and she's 83, and she's out from North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, I had to fight to get her to take anything. And she's on these things. She loves them. She even reminds us to take them.
Now, an 83-year-old mom-in-law, sometimes that can be rife for danger when you're trying to get your mom-in-law to do something.
Very, very, very true, you know. Yeah, she just, and then like I told you too, my dogs are on it. They've done some amazing things for them.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
Back to the mom-in-law. I always like the backstory here. What was the turning point? Like, if your friend, he's like, I don't think I'm going to make it through the weekend. I'll try it. You know, somehow life beat him down. But how do you get through to a mother-in-law at 83 who's probably set in her ways?
Yeah, pretty much. But she was at the point to her, you know, symptoms that she was at the point where she was willing to try anything. She was having horrible dizzy spells. I mean, to the point where she couldn't even walk around. And she'd have to lie down for long periods of time. She's having headaches that wouldn't go away, and some really bad stomach aches, and she even has some knee problems.
Okay.
But she's finally, I think, at the point, and with me talking up enough, and then I kind of explained a little bit what it did to me, and then I had given some to my wife, and it helped her out so much that she said, okay, okay, I'll take it.
So her daughter was helped. That may be a clincher for her to go,
yeah.
Okay, I'll try it.
Oh, yeah.
So she's doing, what was she doing, the liquid or the capsules?
The capsules. We've all done just the capsules. I haven't tried the liquid yet.
Okay.
The capsules have been doing so great. But within a week, she had no more dizzy spells, no more headaches. Her knee pain was gone, and this was back in November.
Nice. Recent. So how is it with your dog? How do you give a capsule to your dog?
The way I do it with mine is he's diabetic. So when we give him his shot, which he had to do twice a day, I give him a treat afterwards. I give him a chicken weenie that I break up in pieces. So I just shove the capsule in one of the pieces.
Okay, so he just eats it that way. All right.
Yeah. Now, the other dog, she won't take any capsules anyway. So what I do is I actually break the capsule open.
Okay.
And then I sprinkle it amongst her food.
All right, very well. Well, listen, are you sure you're not selling for carnivore, dude? You are totally on.
Well, and this is honest to goodness truth. Anybody can believe me out there, and they can call me and ask me.
Okay.
I have never been so excited about anything in my life as this stuff. When it makes you healthy and it makes you wake up each morning without a worry about what's going to happen to you,
yeah,
that's the stuff.
This is springing up from within. Robert, real quick, do you have a website for people to learn about you?
Yeah, you can go to my DJ website, which is musicbyrobert.com.
Musicbyrobert.com.
Or musicbyrobert.net.
Or .net. Also, if you want Carnivora, again, Robert's not selling any, so you have to go to Carnivora.com. They actually have an online code, 20% off now, 20 off, the number 20, and then capital O, and then small FF. It'll get you 20% off your order online. They're also at 866-836-8735. Robert Diaguero, thanks for joining me here as a hometown healer.
Thank you, Robert. Call me anytime.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up today's show, we go back to the UK and Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent. Amanda, how are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to giving you a big squeeze when we're together in England coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. So,
speaking of squeeze, what are we talking about today?
Oh, you would go there. Well, it's true. We don't want to go beneath the dignity of Amanda, our UK health correspondent, but we are going to talk about poop. The Express in London is reporting that mountains of UK excrement are going to be mined for precious metals.
Who would have thought, right?
Amanda, what are they eating over there?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm looking at my toilet bowl with a whole huge new respect.
Oh my gosh, I hope, well, don't flush it because it could be worth a lot of money.
It's a treasure chest.
Wow. This, you know, I'm just waiting for the Discovery Channel to kind of go over to England and, you know, have their mining shows on Mount Entero in Colorado. It's like, screw that, let's go to the loo and
that's
mine
exactly,
for gold.
That's what you need.
Wow.
Now, I had no idea, but scientists in the UK are saying that human waste flushed down the toilets contain a host of precious metals, including platinum, silver, and gold.
Wow.
I want to know, where is it coming from?
Well, you know, in some fancy restaurants, they serve gold leaf as food.
But that can't be, like, in every area of London.
No, and it can't be in every diner's wallet to be able to afford it either.
Well, exactly. So are they only going to mine for precious metals in the wealthier sections of town, or...
the mind boggles, honestly. The mind boggles.
It's really crazy. I mean, I guess this gives new meaning to the concept of strip mining, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Listen, I know gold is valuable, although the price is down right now. It'll bounce back because everybody's teetering on the edge of hyperinflation, although I think there's a complaint there that there's zero inflation right now in Britain, but it doesn't matter. It's so expensive anyway. What are they going to do? Bring it down by a percent? It's not going to make much difference.
Well, no, it never seems to. I mean, they're telling us, right, that means 0% inflation means that everything that you might want to buy today was no more expensive, or is no more expensive than it was this time last year. But it was still so damn expensive last year that it kind of doesn't feel like any kind of a treat.
Yeah, well, all the stories are going to the crapper. This next story...
Oh, you know what? I just figured out where the gold is coming from.
Where is it coming from?
It's all the Brits are eating carrots.
Carrots?
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 Think about it.
Oh, we're slow. I thought you were going to make a bunny fart joke. I'm sorry,
gonna
Super
sit
Don.
In the corner now.
Well, listen, as we say, wrapping it up into the excrement of Great Britain, I'm going to be there now. I'm a little nervous. There's a bio bus near you, Amanda. That's basically, it's the first bus to run on what?
On poop.
Oh, come on. Really?
No, I know. I mean, once they finish mining it, obviously they're now going to put it into the buses. And apparently, one bus can travel 186 miles on one tank of this gas.
Uh-huh.
You know, excuse the pun.
Yes.
Which takes the annual waste of around 5 people to produce.
Oh, my gosh. So they're really running. It's a poop bus. If you get stuck behind it in London traffic, what do you do?
Get a gas mask, I would say.
Oh, my gosh. This is quite extraordinary. Listen, efficiency is everything. Last week, or was it earlier in the week, Super Don, we covered a story about they wanted to turn humans into mulch for a crop.
Yeah.
I mean, are we really at the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome level already?
You know, I still can't even fathom the idea of, you know, grandma passes away and we toss her in a barrel so that somebody can grow cucumbers or something. I don't know.
You know, there is a thing, and I used to work with somebody who had a website about what to do with yourself after you die.
Okay.
And one of the options was to give yourself in America to the law enforcement agencies who would throw you out in the woods and see what happened to you in various weather conditions.
Just to find out the rate of decay so they could solve murders, right?
Yes. So, I mean, it's kind of not unheard of that people are otherwise disposed of than in a furnace.
Talking about disposal, when I come to Britain this week, do I need to worry about access to toilets, or everything's okay, normal? Right?
Everything's fine. You won't find any mining crews around you.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
No, Robert, you're going to be looking for gold.
Special
I know
protective gear. Away, get away. All right, Amanda Thomas, thank you, my friend, UK health correspondent. Thanks as well to our Carnivora friend who was just on as well, and thanks as well to Rob Verkirk and Super Don. We'll be back tomorrow with more Powerful Healing and Jonathan Emord as I head to England. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.